But something terrible had happened.
Remember now, his mind is so completely decomposed.
I view it differently. I used to view it as it's great, great, great. The stock goes up. I view it, everything as jobs now because I don't care. I care about jobs. And we have more jobs. It was just announced. We have more jobs right now than we've ever had in the history of our country. Those are big numbers. You know, it's like crazy. It's a great, just a great stat. More jobs today than we've ever had in the history of our country. And we're going to be producing a lot more are coming. In my first term, we built the greatest economy in the history of the world, and now we're do it again, but...
With XAI.
Yeah, we're excited to announce that we're doing a 500 megawatt... I mean, yeah, 500... Sorry.
500 megawatt.
500 megawatt, yeah.
We're doing 500 gigawatt? Megawatts.
Sorry,
not
this...
Quite, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's 500 gigawatt, we'll have to wait. So that'll be $8 trillion.
Stop that.
So yeah, we're doing XAI and the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia are doing a
humane 500 megawatts, yeah. Starting with 50 megawatts, yeah. Phase one, and we're doing it with NVIDIA.
Yeah.
Congratulations to the humane team, to Target team, such a fantastic job. Jensen, I think we're also doing some great announcements this week.
Investing in America, $20 trillion. No country's ever done anywhere even near that, like a fraction of that. Biden did less than a trillion in 4 years. I did 20 trillion. We're going to do over 17 trillion in 8 months. By the time we end, we could do over $20 trillion. There's never in China, no matter where you go, there's never been. You know, in some cases, you're building extremely complex plants. You're building plants to make computers and to make telephones, to make a lot of different things, missiles. But you're building plants that make things that are very, very detailed, and you have to have great knowledge. And you're coming here and you find if we don't have people that did that before, we are allowing you, and I may take a little heat. I always take a little heat from my people, the people that love me and the people that I love. They happen to be toward the right of center, toward the right. Sometimes they're way right. But if you have to bring people to get those plants opened, we want you to do that, and we want those people to teach our people how to make computer chips and how to make other things. You can't come in, and I'm explaining, you can't come in, open up a massive computer chip factory for billions and billions of dollars like is being done in Arizona, and think you're going to hire people off an unemployment line to run it. They're going to have to bring thousands of people with them, and I'm going to welcome those people. Now, I love my conservative friends. I love MAGA, but this is MAGA. And those people are going to teach our people how to make computer chips, and in a short period of time, our people are going to be doing great, and those people can go home where they probably always want to be. You know, when people are born someplace, they tend to want to go, and we have the greatest country in the world, but they want to go. But they're going to do. We had one case in Georgia where a battery factory. Batteries are very dangerous to make. They're complex, much more complex than people understand. And they brought in, they spent $1 billion to build a factory.
And as the days go by, he looks for more kicks, more escape from the troubles he brings on himself.
Now and then can't possibly hurt.
The idea of a real kick without getting hooked takes hold. John isn't afraid, and he certainly isn't square. The chain reaction has reached the end of the line. He's handled alcohol, goofballs, marijuana. Now he's positive he can handle one little pop. But something seems to have gone wrong. The excuse of, it can't happen to me, was all right for the first pop and the second and the third. But the more heroin he shoots, the more tolerance his body builds, and the more he needs. He needs a shot now, and he needs it badly. But this is the last one. After he's feeling better, he'll quit. Never touch the stuff again.
Hi, I'm Doug Henning, here to tell you about an amazing thing. Get High on Yourself Week. We all have dreams and goals we want to attain. Just believe, and like magic, they're yours. Take pride in yourself. Get high on yourself.
First, let's talk about nuclear radiation for a minute. A half mile away would be 400,000 rems, a very large amount. Very violent ground motions, a lot like earthquakes, are also produced. These are called ground shocks. Earthquakes cause natural ground motions. All of this damage can be caused from ground motions of less than 1 G. Ground motion produced by a sample detonation would be 250 times as much as a strong earthquake. Strong pressures and winds are also produced by a detonation.
Welcome to Aunt Martha's King Edward Hotel.
Now I'm letting you stay here on one condition, that you promise not to wander around the hotel alone. This is no place for a little girl.
Sure, all right. Mrs. Quigley, this is my niece, Cheryl. She's staying with us for a while.
Behind each door, there's a private terror. And at the heart of each terror are the private parts. Follow Cheryl as she leads you through the darkest corridors of your mind.
Aunt Martha, what is in the room next to mine?
Nobody, it's a storage room. Why do you ask?
Well, I heard some noises in there.
Christine was already too late, but Dolly, the worst, was yet to come. And only Mrs. Cobb knew when he was in action.
I really love you, Mary.
Sometimes you don't want to believe what you see, but sometimes it's true. A betrayal of butchery is so brutal that newspapers refuse to print horrifying details. When the horror becomes unbearable, it is too late to scream.
All around her, people are dying, and only Rose knows why.
You gotta come quick. You gotta come quick and get me.
Miss Rose, it's gonna be something's happened to Rose.
They consider the outbreak of the new strain of rabies as being potentially the worst of this century.
Don't scream. Don't panic. He's dead, and the dead can't hurt the living.
The Prime Minister was reluctant to officially declare a state of emergency, but as any citizen in the streets can tell you, martial law has come to Montreal.
Shooting down the victims is as good a way of handling them as we have got.
Stop! Stop or I'll shoot!
You can't trust your mother, your best friend, the neighbor next door. One minute, they're perfectly normal. The next, rabid. Pray it doesn't happen to you.
I'll never apologize for the United States of America.
Ever.
I don't care what the facts are.
When this dead hand moves, the monster created by a man they called Mad is turned loose to strike terror into the hearts of men. To shock women into uncontrolled hysteria.
Elizabeth!
When we do, I'm going to shut you up.
Huh, what are you going to do, rip up my tongue?
Yeah. Something like that.
天狼来了，看我点样对付你啊！<笑>君不见暴破，之所以天上来，不留刀海不复回啊！君不见高堂明镜悲白发，朝如青丝，暮成雪，人生得意虽尽欢。君不见暴破，之所以天上来，不留刀海不复回。君不见高堂明镜悲白发，朝如青丝，暮成雪，人生得意虽润欢。莫视金樽空对月，天生我才必有用，千金散断还复来。
We remember we fought another war to make them ours.
To pray upon
we the We swear to give our
children.
Lives if they be needed.
This
we swear!
Talked about, The spine-tingling, blood-chilling story that stunned your emotions. Frankenstein.
Don't touch that!
You can make a model of a nuclear reactor using these materials which you have at home. Thorium is a radioactive element which is used in old gas lanterns to make them glow more brightly. To extract thorium for your own experiments, get as many lantern mantles as you can find. Blowtorch them into a powder. Mix the powder with some lithium from a battery. And wrap it all up in foil. Now heat your chemicals in a tin can filled with cooking oil. This will give you pure radioactive thorium. If you have enough of it, you can fuel a nuclear reactor. In a reactor, thorium can change into uranium or plutonium, which is used in nuclear bombs. A neutron gun makes elements radioactive, so you'll want to build your own. You will need a lead block, some aluminum foil, and the radioactive americium from hundreds of smoke detectors. The americium will give off a stream of radioactive alpha rays. When alpha rays hit the aluminum in the foil, they produce subatomic particles called neutrons. Neutrons react with other elements and turn them radioactive. Your neutron gun is neutron fun and an excellent source of radiation. Glow in the dark. You have to take the hands off very carefully. Gently dip the hands in solvent to remove the paint. And there you have it. Real glowing radioactive radium. An excellent high-grade source for your reactor. It's time.
My regular skin tone. This is from my Mehron foundation palette. When foundation was applied, they did apply a really pale color because they wanted all of the features that were really dramatic, like the eyes and the cheeks, to pop out against the pale skin. In all of the decades before punk arrived, it was commonplace to make sure that your clothes were neat, tidy, everything was pressed and perfect. But for a punk look, they intentionally ripped the clothes. They would use safety pins to keep them together. Hi there, gorgeous! Welcome back to another historically accurate video. In today's tutorial, I'm going to be showing you the 1970s, specifically the punk era. To start this look, I'm applying an eyeshadow primer. This is the one from Urban Decay, and I will be using this eyeshadow, Max Typographic, in a majority of today's look. First thing I'm doing is mapping out the graphic lines for the extreme cat eye look that we're going to be creating. Punk makeup was bold and very artistic. The eyes were heavily exaggerated, usually in a cat eye shape with wings that extended out past the outer corners of the eyes to the temples. When you're starting out with a look like this, it is best to map out your pattern with an eyeshadow and go very lightly in the lines. And this makes it easier to wipe away any mistakes that you may make when you are creating your pattern.
Riots and civil disturbances are on the increase everywhere. Press reports from around the world show that many such demonstrations, whether peaceably intended or not, have developed into riots, with resulting police casualties, loss of life, and property. There are professional agitators who can inflame tempers and turn peaceful assemblies into bloody riots with resulting anarchy. It can happen here, wherever you are. It's a police problem. Once such a civil disturbance has broken out, there are tactics based on planned employment of necessary minimum force that can be used to bring it under control.
During the past decade, an epidemic of ritual crime has swept our nation at an alarming rate. Law-abiding citizens report satanic crimes in every state, and the number of cases investigated by police continues to rise. Well-organized satanic groups are creating a rain of death and destruction, which cannot be ignored.
Investigate this!
onvermijdelijk om dat van Berlijn uit te zien. Nederland een hoogst onbetrouwbare en allesbehalve neutrale factor betekende, was het geen wonder dat die antinationale socialistische stemming in ons volk tot een soort hysterie overging, die in 1941 nog in omvang en hevigheid toenam, aangewakkerd door officiële en niet-officiële openlijke en ondergrondse ophitsing binnen en buiten onze staatsgrenzen, waaraan zich helaas ook de gevluchte koninklijke familie niet voor mocht onttrekken. Een niet onbelangrijk deel van onze bevolking in het moederland heeft deze 12 maanden duidelijk blijk gegeven dat het sentiment nog verre de overhand heeft boven het nuchtere oordeel. En hier moeten we eveneens van een zwarte bladzijde in onze nationale geschiedenis spreken. Als verzachtende omstandigheid kan slechts gelden dat sinds jaar en dag regering, pers, kerk en school bij ons te landen met een allesbehalve bewonderenswaardige taaiheid het overgrote deel van ons volk hadden geleid en voorgelicht op een wijze die op zijn minst genomen hoogst onverantwoordelijk moet genoemd worden. De negativisten hebben nu geen organisaties meer. Ze zijn uit de actieve Nederlandse en Europese politiek uitgeschakeld en zullen zich moeten beperken tot een ondergrondse actie, indien ze dat wensen, die in haar minst fraaie consequenties gebleken is te ontaarden in lastercampagnes van helaas het allerlaagste allooi.
FBI's 1988 Uniform Crime Report indicates more than 18,000 murder investigations during that year, and 26% of those murders were listed as bizarre or ritualistic. In that same year, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children listed more than 9,000 unresolved cases of missing children. The National Clearinghouse on Satanic Crime in America estimates 50% of the cases of missing children and bizarre murders may be linked directly to satanic and other occult organizations.
Ons hele leven is helemaal veranderd. Voor die programma's knuffelde hij me heel lief en was het vrij en niet zo ordinair. Hebben meerdere vrouwen daar last van? Dat zou ik willen weten. Hoe eerder dit programma stopt, hoe eerder ik weer rust zal hebben.
Wat een boel geiten! Wat geiten!
Echt fantastisch!
Ik ging gewoon niet. Wat een keer je binnenste buiten! Ik sla je al op je bek, jongen!
Ben je er geweest?
Echt fantastisch!
Leuk, zeg!
Volgens mij zijn jullie allemaal een stelletje fistfuckers.
Disco.
Het wordt een fantastische uitzending die we samen gaan maken.
Vuile, smerige beesten!
Smerig klein ettertje.
Dat zijn hersenloos geboren kindertjes.
Disco.
Jezus Christus, zeg, jullie lijken wel homo's.
Godverdomme, stomme wijken. En die had de neiging om dinsdags de EO aan te zetten. Maar later zei hun tegen mij, jij kijkt ook naar het voetballen en dan moeten wij ook meekijken. Jij kijkt ook maar mee naar de EO. Dus ik werd gedwongen om naar die EO te kijken.
Eindelijk!
Die Chinese vaas op de schoorsteen. Prachtig porselein. Volgens kennis een echte min. Voor jou een kostbaar familiestuk.
Disco.
Voel de pijn, zo wil ik.
Boys and girls, do you know what time it is?
It's time for proactive kids.
Well, I could quote him to him. Tracy, he gave me every word in verse 1, every word in verse 2, every word in verse 3, and did not miss a verse. Yet he says, like most of the young people today, I do not buy the music for the lyrics. I buy the music for the beat.
Albert Long is not only concerned with the lyrics on some of today's albums, but also with their packaging. He suggests satanic symbolism on several of today's albums. Dr. J.L. Williams, who's been involved in youth ministry for the past 20 years, is very knowledgeable on biblical symbolism.
And there are certain symbols here, negative symbols, that I think are very dangerous that people need to be aware of. Now let's begin with an album by a group that is pretty notorious, the group called KISS. Now, number one, you would see that certain parts of the men's uniforms all accentuate the genitals of a male. I just have to be very explicit here.
Attention, white youth. Now, go discuss all this with your older relatives. Watch them squirm and stutter. They know I'm telling the truth about them. And you will know it too. Ask them why they've never stood up or even uttered a protest against what lies ahead for you. They've been too cowardly to even inform you, much less warned you. Yes, watch them squirm and stutter. Respect them not, but rather free yourselves from them and their selfish, capitalist, yellow, conformist, slavish lives. And so, white youth, what to do? Do you accept the nightmare future planned and orchestrated by the Jews? Will you meekly, like sheep led to slaughter, do nothing but acquiesce to the ongoing Jew-led genocide against your people? Will you continue to be apathetic and cowardly like your parents, who have proven they care for nothing but satisfying their own bellies, pocketbooks, and genitals while getting high and watching the coons play ball on television? Will you be like them? As you decide, look into the light faces and bright eyes of the little ones, the heavenly sight, and the greatest creation of all. They look up to you. They look to you for guidance and for examples to follow. Will you turn your backs on them like your parents did you? Within each of you lies the genes of your forefathers. The same courage and determination that dwelled in them as they conquered and then ruled the world for over 500 years also dwells inside you. I wish I could direct you to capable and successful white activist leaders and organizations. But there are none. There are no groups today, like the group I founded and led in the 1980s, the White Patriot Party, the details of which are presented on this website. And at 69, I'm too old and worn out to lead another. But there are tens of millions of you, many hundreds of thousands, who possess the will, intelligence, and determination to unite and organize white people within your own areas.
Your doctor may recommend a craniotomy or craniectomy procedure to treat a number of different brain diseases, injuries, or conditions. Your skull is made of bone and serves as a hard, protective covering for your brain. Just inside your skull, three layers of tissue, called meninges, surround your brain. The thick, outermost layer is the dura mater. The middle tissue layer is the arachnoid mater. And the innermost layer is the pia mater. Between the arachnoid mater and the pia mater is the subarachnoid space, which contains blood vessels and a clear fluid called cerebrospinal fluid. Blood vessels, called bridging veins, connect the surface of your brain with the dura mater. Other blood vessels, called cerebral arteries, bring blood to your brain. Inside your skull, normal brain function requires a delicate balance of pressure between the blood in your blood vessels, the cerebrospinal fluid that surrounds your brain, and your brain tissue.
I'll tell you who I am. As to whether or not you believe who I am or not is up to you. I'm from Kingdom Level Above Human. What does that yield? that yields immediately that the vast majority, say, cult, some religious radical, some blasphemous individual that wants to take advantage of people, you know, has some big bank account somewhere that they're taking whatever possessions that followers can get. I wish you'd show me where that bank account is so that we could use it to get this information out. Everyone's quick to condemn. I mean, they don't even look see anymore.
You smoke crack, don't you? Crack. Terrible drug. Insane. Causes insanity, literally.
When 40% of all drug-related emergency room visits are from just one substance, you know you're dealing with something that shouldn't be messed with. What happens to your body if you do crack? Before we get to the horrors that long-term use does to the human body, we should try to figure out what makes people keep reaching for the pipe, even when they know it's doing untold damage. People who've done crack just about all say the same thing about their very first hit. It's like a super orgasm. Like your brain is on a rocket ship on a mission to planet Euphoria. Or as one user said, you feel like Superman for 10 minutes. And there is the problem. 10 minutes. It might even be less. Maybe more like 5 minutes. Another crack user said his first time featured orgasmic feelings running up and down my spine, exploding into infinity. And at the end of that very positive review, he said, best 5 minutes ever. After the intense blastoff, your spaceship comes hurtling back down to Earth and lands with a resounding thud. And that's when the novice user might utter the infamous words, have you got any more? Crack is very more-ish. Over 6 million people over the age of 12 in the U.S. will know this, because statistically they've tried crack at least once in their lifetime. When you snort the powder version of cocaine, the drug enters your bloodstream via blood vessels in your nose, which is a longer route to get all those happy chemicals, mainly dopamine, flooding into what experts call your brain's hedonistic hotspots. When you take a hit of the crack pipe, the smoke hits your lungs and disperses into your bloodstream fast, making the high immediate. So, you take that first hit of the pipe, your heart rate suddenly increases, your pupils dilate, and your blood pressure and temperature rise. If you do too much, you might feel restless and a bit anxious. As you'll see later, some people can get very aggressive. They can become paranoid and delusional. With all these quick and intense changes going on in your body, there's a risk of overdose, even on your first time. Maybe you didn't get the memo about not overloading your pipe. At best, you might just feel nauseous. At worst, you could be on your way to an early death. But you don't need fentanyl to die on crack. Your blood vessels start to constrict, your heart starts to beat like a drum and bass song, and your blood pressure goes through the roof. This might be more intense because you've been drinking alcohol. When you mix the two, a psychoactive metabolite called cocaethylene can be produced. This makes the whole crack experience even more intense. It can lead to cocaethylene toxicity, which is associated with seizures, liver damage, and compromised functioning of the immune system. It's said that cocaethylene can make the risk of an immediate death on crack 18 to 25 times more likely. Maybe you keep hitting that pipe all night and then suddenly you have chest pain. This might be acute cocaine toxicity, which can have lethal effects on the cardiovascular system. You can die from stroke or heart attack. Many of the cocaine-related ER visits in the U.S. are people complaining of chest pain. Since coke inflames the heart muscle and makes it harder for the heart to contract, the pain could be an aortic rupture. We guess another term for that is an exploding heart, but don't quote us on that. You can even overheat like an old car you decided to floor all the way to Las Vegas, leaving you slumped on the ground dying from hyperthermia. And then there's the risk of seizures. This can also happen on your first ever crack odyssey, especially if you hit that pipe hard. Be stoned every day of the week. You obviously don't have to be a chronic abuser to go down with a seizure. But let's say you survived your first night on crack, and like so many other people on the planet, you gave it another shot. While crack isn't as physically addictive as a drug like heroin, it is very, very psychologically addictive. Although we particularly like the term acute exhaustive mania. Dying more often than coked up rats allowed to run around and do drug-fueled rat things. So now you've been on crack for a while, you've experienced paranoia, your heart is becoming damaged from the constant work it has to do, but you've also noticed it's becoming a bit harder to breathe. The reason for that is a thermal injury to your throat. After all, you have been taking in really hot smoke all day for months on end. The other day, you passed out and you had to be taken to a hospital. Doctors told you that you had crack lung. The symptoms are a bit like pneumonia. An acute case can happen up to 48 hours after your last smoke. Another symptom of smoking crack day in, day out is bronchitis. You could also get chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or COPD. So after that initial rocket ride,
Things are not looking too good these days, but it's gonna get worse. Your teeth have started falling out. For one thing, since you started smoking crack, you don't care much about dental hygiene. All that really matters to you is getting your next rock. On top of that, you spend much of your life clenching your teeth while you're high, which has weakened them. And then the crack constantly entering your mouth means less saliva production, and this also is bad for your teeth. Then came the constant stomach aches, which are a result of what's sometimes called crack belly. Reduced blood flow to all your organs is not good, and that includes your gastrointestinal system. Your rocket ship is broken. The FBI is still in your garden, now armed with Mossad agents, Osama bin Laden and Mr. Snuffleupagus from Sesame Street. And the fact is, at some point, you probably ran into fentanyl-laced rocks, and you might not wake up from them. If you get out now, you might be able to reverse some of the damage you've done. Once the money runs out, you might end up like 46% of users in a study in the U.S. who committed a violent crime to get more crack. Crack messes with your brain's prefrontal lobe, the part that regulates impulse control. So doing something stupid to get your next hit becomes more possible. Sure, if you stop now, you'll experience intense anxiety and cravings during the initial crash, and there will be a period of intense depression, anxiety, and even some hostility and paranoia, but the sun will come out again once your brain regains its normal non-crack-addicted circuitry. Just don't go back on it again. If you do, you might experience the kindling effect, which means a lot of the psychiatric symptoms, the paranoia, the seizures, the psychosis, and suspiciousness seem to happen with lower doses. Now you need to watch The Real Reason Fentanyl is So Deadly, or have a look at the only drug you can't survive.
A bank Robin Hood who battles the cops.
Shall be open and my ears attend unto that prayer that is made into this place. For now have I chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and mine eyes and my heart shall be perpetually there. I declare that this place is sanctified. I present my body as a living sacrifice. By the shed blood of Jesus Christ, my Savior and Redeemer, make these prayers holy and acceptable unto you. I confess my sins and the sins of our fathers. Let grace
your doctor
and mercy
may
prevail
a piece
over
of bone called a bone flap
I have a free passage for my
and remove
to ascend
it
into the realm of the supernatural.
Your surgeon will make an incision
bound
in the dura mater to expose your brain.
I am seated in heaven.
Then your tumor will
Christ
be removed.
Therefore, war from this
the incision in the dura mater will be closed with
that
sutures.
The anointing of God breaks every yoke.
Your surgeon will reattach the bone flap with metal plates and screws that will remain in your skull for life. You may have a variation on a craniotomy called a craniectomy if your brain is very swollen or your skull is infected. Your surgeon may delay reattaching the bone flap until a later procedure to allow time for the swelling to go down. At the end of either a craniotomy or a craniectomy, your scalp incision will be closed with staples, and your head will be wrapped in bandages.
In my mouth as I advance in this prayer. I take authority over demonic satanic atmospheres and climates created by corporate activities, destiny altering events, incantations, ill-spoken words, witchcraft, hostile environments, fear, terror.
Vermetele onwetende weet dan dit, die ogen heeft, die horen. Dit is geen uitzending van glorie der mensheid. Er staat geschreven dat deze woorden gesproken hebben. Dit is geen uitzending van glorie der mensheid.
Obedience is the very best way. interrupt our normal program to cooperate in civil defense measures as requested by the government. This is a radio alert. Normal broadcasting will now be discontinued for an indefinite period. Civil defense information will be broadcast in most areas on your regular radio receiver. I repeat, normal broadcasting will be discontinued for an indefinite period. Civil defense information will be broadcast in most areas on your regular radio receiver.
Met glorie der mensheid, die met ons zal zijn, zoals hij ook met en bij onze vaderen was. Voorwaarts, zijn oder nicht zijn, heeft Wilhelm gezegd. Leven of dood.
Er komt een dag na elke nacht. Voorbij trekt iedere wolk. Ik zie hoe het eerste morgenlicht door het hoge venster draalt. Glorie der mensheid, maak mij het sterven licht. En zo ik heb gefaald, gelijk een elk wel falen kan, schenk mij dan uw gena. Opdat ik heen ga als een man, als ik voor de lopen sta.
Als u na het schokkende programma behoefte aan hebt om met iemand te praten, bel dan gerust dit nummer 035 83 88.
Gaat en onderwijst alle volken.
Je loopt naakt door het bos. En je luistert naar Pattepoe Action. Action. Het radioprogramma voor de snob. Action. Het programma voor mensen met een belachelijk goede smaak. Action. Voor gekke mensen. Voor leuke mensen. Voor mooie mensen. Ja, want Pattepoe Action is namelijk echt het radioprogramma voor jou. Met lampenkappen. Dingen in het bijzonder. Speciale gedachten. Rijke geuren. Vloeibare kleuren. En dingen waar je wel eens van hebt gehoord. Maar niet heus hoor, er is natuurlijk niets van dat. Alleen muziek. Muziek hier bij Pattepoe Action. Action. Brazilië 1968, Caetano Veloso, No dia em que em vim me embora.
No dia que eu vim me embora, minha mãe chorava em Ai, minha irmã chorava em Ui, e eu nem olhava pra trás. No dia que eu vim embora, não teve nada demais. Mala de couro forrada, com pano forte brincaque. Minha avó já quase morta, minha mãe até a porta. Minha irmã até a rua e até o porto, meu pai, o qual não disse palavra durante todo o caminho. E quando eu me vi sozinho, vi que não entendia nada, nem de pro que eu ia indo, nem dos sonhos que eu sonhava. Senti apenas que a mala de couro que eu carregava, embora estando forrada, fedia, cheirava mal. Afora isso ia indo, atravessando, seguindo, nem chorando, nem sorrindo, sozinho pra capital. Nem chorando, nem sorrindo, sozinho pra capital. Sozinho pra capital. Sozinho pra capital. Sozinho pra capital. Sozinho pra capital.
Sozinho pra capital. Sozinho pra capital. Sozinho pra capital. Sem respeito à tua parada nossa. Quando se estou já não saia no lugar. Eu me nego. Quando tu é tua da milionária na boca não. Pera quando me corta. Me corta, saio a durar. Quando é meu trono, tá me rola em conta entre. Salve o que existe, puta do inventário. Sabe este
uit Finland, Taku weer eens. Kaupunki Sissi. Kaupunki Sissi uit 1982. Toen opgenomen en later pas uitgebracht. Als ik het me goed herinner. Of misschien toen al uitgebracht. In ieder geval op een cassette met Alemaailma. Ook zo'n prachtige band. Ook dezelfde achtige stijl. Ik vind deze zang weer iets leuker dan die van Alemaailma. Maar ook, het is ook allemaal prachtig hoor. Finland, 1982. Taku. Kaupunki Sissi. En daarvoor
No dia em que eu vim me embora, Maar dan heel snel als één soort lettergreep uitgesproken door Caetano Veloso. Gewoon van zijn tweede, die Striphoes LP 1968, die ja, zeg maar een soort van verkrijgbaar is. Monoversie is me nog niet gelukt om aan te komen. Prachtige soort Boudewijn de Grootachtige plaat, alleen dan veel beter. De insiders weten waarover ik spreek. We gaan nu rammen. Rammen maar, heet het nummer. 1975, André van Duin. Ja, je had dat Afrique Simone, Ramaya. Heel gek nummer, novelty heet het dan. Wat werd niet serieus genomen, Afrikaanse muziek. Ik weet ook niet echt wat Afrique Simone heeft gedaan hoor. En waar zijn muziek vandaan kwam. Afrique klinkt behoorlijk Afrikaans, maar kan van alles zijn. Maar goed, de Nederlandstalige cover. Rammen maar, ram met je rammelaar. André van Duin staat bekend om heel gewelddadige dingen, altijd, ook in die shows van hem. Ontzettend leuk ook, maar dat was ook de tijd. Het was grappig als mensen een knal voor hun bek kregen, op de een of andere manier. Ja, het volkskarakter is toch enigszins veranderd ook, hoewel er nog steeds geweld is. Daar niet van. Maar goed, een grappig liedje van André van Duin, 1975, Rammen maar. Ik zie alleen dat Kaupunki Sissi van Taku... uit Finland uit 1982, duurde maar 51 seconden, dus die komt eerst nog een keer. Patpo Action. Vuoreen ruuntaan juhalin kotaan entinen, kaupus viis viitsi, mutta myy henkeni, kaivesti!
Babykluutis, kintuspak ja rammelaar, ne gaan we met z'n allen rammemaar!
Rammemaar, rammet ja rammelaar, rammale. Neem de hoor je rammelaar, ram je rammelaar in mekaar, leven de rammelaar. Rammelaar, rammetje rammelaar, rammelaar in mekaar, ja pak je rammelaar. Rammelaar, rammetje rammelaar, rammelaar in mekaar, ja rammelaar.
Ja, dat was Dashcraft weer eens. Ik heb nu bijna alles van die ene cd van hun gedraaid. Moet op zoek naar meer werk. Misschien zijn er nog misschien één of twee liedjes die ik nog niet heb gehad. Dit was EST-FM Sampler. En met een punt ertussen geloof ik ook. EST en dan FM punt Sampler. Nou ja, hoe dan ook. Dus Dashcraft uit Vojvodina. 2004 van de Creative Destruction, hun enige cd. Zo totaal de moeite waard. Daarvoor Rammen maar. André van Duin. Een cover van Rammen. Ja, 1975. Toen geweld nog leuk was. En daarvoor nog de herhaling. Taku was de band. Kaupunkisisi. Uit 1982. Tijd voor muziek. Je hebt tijd. En je luistert naar Patapoe Action. Voor muziek met fusgitaar. Uit de jaren 60 weer is. Gewoon 1966. De Swamp Rats, band uit Pittsburgh, dat is in Amerika. En ze spelen een coverversie van de Sonics. Psycho van de Sonics uit 1965. Dat is een afgezaagde tophit die je misschien toch niet zo vaak hebt gehoord nog. Maar nu hoor je dus de cover die heel prima is en met veel meer fuzz. Ik vraag me af of de originele Psycho wel fuzz had. Misschien had hij alleen maar... blazers. Nou ja, we gaan het allemaal uitzoeken. Of jij hebt het al lang uitgezocht, dus dat is niet meer nodig. De Swamp Rats, Psycho met fuzz. En ook trouwens stukken achterwaarts. Ja, dat was voor 66 wel weer heel futuristisch. Dus de allermodernste muziek met extra veel fuzz uit 1966. Psycho, de Swamp Rats, Patapoe Action. Hey, baby. We'll be right back.
zakken, 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 zakken.
Tomorrow, then I keep back off for tomorrow.